But we're holding Siman on the base. We did Sif Yud Zayin. We didn't finish the Mishnah Berurah, but like the last Mishnah Berurah, so Sif Katan Samach Tes. So the case of the Shulchan Aruch, it was the case of a person with a Dalad instead of a Reish, or a Beis instead of a Chav, by scratching away the square end, and thereby making it round and making it into a reish, it doesn't work because you're writing the reish by erasing. Okay, so limchuch hatag, to erase the tag, that sharp edge doesn't work. Even if afterwards you extend the top and the bottom, so like you're like rewriting the chuf afterwards, it doesn't help. Because it already has Tzuris Chav, you're not adding any more to the... See, if you would erase this and then go on to complete making the letter look like a Chav. So we said before that that's a discussion, and he was held that that was kosher. Because at the end of the day, the final... So the final act of the making it into the letter was through Ksiva, not through Mechika. But in this case, it already looks like a chaf. It looks like a chaf without adding any more. So adding any more is just extending it. That's not called writing it. And therefore, that will not be an act of repairing the chakika problem and saying, well, the end of the ksiva, end of the process was through ksiva, not through chakika. That doesn't help. Okay.
But this is not what he's writing. This is after it's already written. And then
Right, so he's saying he wrote it incorrectly. he wrote a dal instead of a resh. So he wants to go and erase that little edge on the right top and end up looking like a dal. So no, it's no good. Okay, so because you made the letter through chakika, not through ksiva. Right, so this goes under the issur of chak
toichus. But we're talking about. He's already finished the parasha.
Well, let's say he's just done that letter. That's not good. Or it's Sefer Torah. There's no Psul of Kesidra.
Because then he has the option of erasing the whole letter and writing again.
Right. But so maybe the point is you can't. So he says, okay, listen. So, but we said before that if you erase the letter, you erase part of it, and then you write part of it, and that's what makes it into the letter, that's okay.
Or you can say it.
No. Some nice piece of paper.
Almost.
Right. So the scenario which he has over here, he needs to write a resh. Instead he writes a dalet. So he wants to erase this, and the mail this will look like a resh. Right? That's his plan. So well, the problem is you're making your ksiva through erasing, not through writing. That's not good. Let's say the situation was he wrote this. So that's not valid yet. So he goes and erases this, and then he extends the leg. Or, you know, it's not a erase yet because it's too short. So now he has a erase partially through mechika and partially through writing. So he said, that's good. Rishabur had a discussion about that. Because the mice, you need the mechika to make a resh. You finish up the process through ksiva. Okay, so now let's say in this scenario over here, where it right, erases this. So, oh, it looks like a resh, but that's no good. So it goes like this, makes it a longer resh. So I finish off with ksiva. But that doesn't help me because it looks like a resh already. It's too late. Or the case which he had where, you know, he was supposed to write a chav, and he wrote a beis instead. So he goes and erases this. Okay, now it looks more like a chav, right? And then he goes, well, it means you did it through mechika, not through ksiva. Okay, so he writes somewhere over here and writes somewhere over here. So it's a longer chav. What does it help? That's what Mishabur is saying. But a case where it was so short that it didn't look like a chav yet, so you're finishing your process of making it a chav through ksiva. So that would be okay.
And in this case, what would be the din? Does he have to erase the whole letter?
So in this case, right, the only thing he could do was erase the whole letter and rewrite it.
Okay.
the race. Right. So then you have a problem with Kasidrin, you know, but still you'd have a problem with Kasidrin.
What I'm asking is, suppose he finished the whole parasha, and then he discovers that he has what looks like a dalet instead of a resh.
So then, he has no real...
Would be okay?
No.
Because Kasiva is also, but also Mechika?
Well, if the Mechika is making it into a letter, it doesn't work anyway. Right? Because you can't make a letter to Mechika, and you're making a letter to Kasidrin. So you have two headaches.
No, okay. I thought it was only Kasidrin. It has to be Kasidrin. But
well, means the process of making the letter has to be, letters have to be made Kasidrin. Right?
And also, they have to be done with Kasiva, not with Mechika.
Correct. So both are true. Okay. Okay, so now, continuing on this thought, Sefer Ches, so Mem Psucha Shenidba Psichosa Benistama. So you had something which is supposed to be a Mem Psucha, which basically Mem Psucha, the way we make a Mem Psucha, is a Chof and a Vav. So you have the body of the Mem as a Chof, and you have the Vav over here which touches, and there's an opening on the bottom. So he wrote straight down, which instead of, the Dio extended, and now it's touching, so it's totally close. So now it's a Mem Stuma. Now it's a Mem Safis. So he says, Ein Moel Ligra Hadevik L'Poschus, so you can't just scratch away that spot and then open it up. Mishum Dehavik Kichok Terchus, because then you mean you're making your Mem Psucha, not by Ksiba, but by Mechika, by Chikika. So what's the solution? So you take away the whole vav on the left side. So it looks like a nun or a chav. Then you rewrite that part of it. So that would be which now that's going to work. Not going to work in Thrillin. You would probably have a Kasidrin.
Isn't it a chav there?
Do
you write a chaf first and then a vav? Or do you write a mem in one shot?
The way we...
Well,
may I use this? Sure. Right. The way we write a mem is write something which basically parallels a chaf, then you write a vav. Right. So he's referring to this, he's calling it the nun kfufa. Nun kfufa is basically that. So... basically the same surah. Then you put your vav there, your mem.
And what if he wrote a mem instead of a chaf? Did he just erase the vav and be fine with that?
No.
But his intention was to write a chaf. I mean, in making the mem, he wrote a chaf first.
That's true, but once he finished the process of ksiva, he was mevatel surah's chaf. I'm pretty sure about that. Okay. So that's how you would solve that. Beresh shasa akim in dalas. Furthermore, a resh which you made into a dalet. So we said you can't just take off the little tag at the end and make it into a resh. Okay, so what do you have to yes to? How much do you have to remove to then say, I'm making a brand new resh? So the fellow argues, he says, listen, so my problem was I made this instead of a race. So I'll erase that, and then I'll erase this, and now I'll write, this is already here, and I'll just go down. I'll erase the end. I'll erase the leg.
What you wrote in the olive instead of
the right. Right. I'll erase the leg. And then I'll leave the gag there and I'll go down and I'll have a resh. Or vice versa. I'll leave the leg there and I'll remove the head. And I'll write. He said that's not good because the end of the day this whole thing was written b'psul, not as a resh. It was written as a dalet. So it's would be proper to erase the whole thing. And or at least enough that it's like nothing there and start over again. Mishum the ben agag ben yorach nasim b'psul. Hilchos tzarich ligur shneyan. If you have to remove both of them. Now, new din. Binidmika ois la ois. The letters are touching. Ben shet tekaim shet tegomer ben achar shet nigmaro is possible. See, before you finish writing, obviously it's a problem. It's a problem of you're not mukav kviel. Or a little bit, after you finish writing, so there was a moment when the letters were not touching, and each letter was totally surrounded by cloth. And then now something's connecting them. So that's a separate psul. Letters can't touch. It's not an issue. The issue of Mukufiel is only Bashas Ksi, but this is a separate issue. The other hand, it was in such a way that we're talking about a touching, which did not remove. So it was very clear what the ois looked like. So this is a mem, and this is the ayin, right? So we know what it is. It's not our problem. The problem is they're touching. So in that situation, it's possible. V'im garer v'hifrida kosher. L'mikri chok teiches. So in that situation, by removing the extra piece of diyo, which is connecting the two letters, it's kosher. Even though you're making it kosher through mechika, so it should be, that's a problem of chakika, not ksiva. The answer, this is not a ksiva issue. The ksiva you have. You have a problem with touching. There's no psul of chok on the psul of, so whenever you're making the letter, so to making the letter, it has to be ksiva, not with chakika. But over here, you're not making the letters there. What you're doing is you're solving a new problem called touching. So you solve it by erasing. Nobody ever said that's possible. So, but the letter is written properly. Okay. Im nagu ragle a hey ve'akuf begag. So if you write your hey, so a hey looks like that basically. So it's a dalid with an upside down yud, right? Now this is touching. Or the same thing with a kuf. It's basically the same. It's the same idea. I'm sorry. It's right, and now that's just touching the roof. So it comes out to that if it's touching it in the leg is touching the situation. So yigra haregel. So you have to remove the whole leg and rewrite it. Because the regal, by the fact that it's touching, by removing it, you're giving it the tzur of the ois. Now, 1 second. Why is it just enough to remove the regal? Remove the whole letter. But vein tzark ligra kol ois, kigag kedin nichta.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why is it okay if the letters are sticking before you've actually finished, before you finished the two, the Tzoros Ha'os of both letters, they're already touching?
So there's a psul over there there's going to be a psul of Mukav Gvil, because it has to be totally surrounded by Klaf at the moment of Ksiva. There's going to be a psul of that it's touching. Uh-huh. Both of those are true. Both of those are not a problem in Tzoros Ha'os. So I have my letter, as long as the letter looks like a letter, right? So for the psula mukhav kvil, I can solve it by removing. Uh-huh. The only place I can't solve by removing is that when I need ksiva. When I need ksiva, I can't do through my ksiva through mechika. Mm-hmm. So what do you need ksiva for? You need ksiva to make the letter. Right. So I can't make the letter through the act of chakika. But over here, the letter I made, the problem is I have a problem of Mukav Gvil. So I'll solve Mukav Gvil with Chakika.
But if they're touching, then it seems that it's not, it doesn't have the sur of the letter because
depends,
it has extra piece.
Well, depends how it looks. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. If the letter really is nicker what it is, you could recognize it what it is. Just the problem is it's touching. A person would have... So over here it's touching. It's very clear that's a shin, it's because that's a chav. Just happens touching. So I can erase that, and it's not touching anymore. If it's very thick, you know, so you might have a problem. You know, it's not clear where the letter, you know, where it ends. This is a certain thickness to it. There's a certain thickness to it. There's this little, very thin line which is touching it. So it's clear that's distinct, that it's separate. Be much thicker, it would be a problem.
It's a question of definition, I think. What constitutes a letter? So this collection of marks, they don't constitute a letter. That's not a letter in the office space. Or you can argue that way.
We could, but I'm saying, but if everything is clearly distinct, just there's
right,
a very thin.
Right.
So we don't define that as this could be mapped at surface ice.
That's just like the situation we had before, where you cover up the letter before or after, because otherwise, if you see the context, you know what it is. So here too, we really know what it is because we know what it is, but it's not a letter.
Well, but that's better than that. It's saying the psul of touching is not a, there's a separate psul called touching, which is independent of the issue of tzuras ois. So I make my tzuras ois theoretically. So let's change the question. Right, so a person writes a shin like this. So he writes his shin, and he has his beautiful shin. There's a little bit of the yos sticking out like that. So I call my tinnik and say, you know, does that look a shin? He says, yeah, that's a little shin, a little bit of yos sticking out. That's called a shin still. It's like there's all this over here. He says, I don't know what that is. Regardless of whether it's touching the next letter. Right. If it's a very thin little thing, the yo's thing out over here, he says, oh, that doesn't take away sort of shin. You know, it's not the most beautiful shin in the world. You wouldn't pay top dollar for that, but okay. Okay. In Loga Regal Ha'alef, the Gaga Alef. Right, this we're at. Yeah. It's a long trip. It's not such a long trip as long as you run this. That's for talking about. Imnoga regal ho aleph and begag ho aleph. A peneo aleph bepenim begag shatatel, posel. So I think what he means is your paper's coming very handy today. Right. So you write an aleph. An aleph is you write right. So you write a line, you write a yud going down and a yud going down upside down. That's you write an aleph. He has this is touching, or this is touching. So now it's one. So it's either touching over here. So this is called the regal is touching the gag, or this the regal over here is touching. Right. See one. So that's regal of a gag. Aleph by pineo aleph by pinim begash tachtav. So it's touching. I don't get all the words, but that's what I think it means. At the bottom one is touching. The middle line, puzzle. Vein to cut up a gray root, la frida. That's not, it's not, you can't just over here detach it. Because as written, that's not what an aleph looks like. So you have to take all the part which has been done, written improperly, and redo it. So the point he's saying, so what he's saying is, theoretically, what I could do is erase this, detach it here, erase that, and then attach it again, because now I've made a puzzle and I was machshir it by writing. You with me? Right. Here.
By the olives.
By the olive. Right. See, he wrote his aleph. He wrote an aleph like that. Right, and then over here it's touching. So he says he can't solve the problem by erasing them. That's not a solution. So okay, so maybe you'll say, okay, so I'll get rid of that. Then I'll erase over here, and then I'll reattach it. Right, that would be the solution. So now I've finished off my process with Tziva. Right, so I erased it, which gave me now a Tziras Aleph. That's not good. I detach it over here, where it touches the Gag, and then reattach it, so I finish my process of making the Aleph, B'Ksiva. He says, no. But this whole leg was written B'Psul, because it was written in such a way that it touched. Mm-hmm. So all of this has to be removed and rewritten.
The entire left yod?
In that case, it's the entire left yod, right.
Does it matter if the ink spilled, originally it was written the correct way and then it touched on later on?
Right, so in that case it was written b'kashrus, so you wouldn't have to redo that. Then you just have to address the issue of chok teichus. So then you're right. In that situation where it was written b'kashrus, and then later on something spilled and attached it, so now it's possible. So you remove that, so well, that's chok teichus. So there I just detach a little bit over here and attach it again.
But why is that not?
Because it was written b'kashrus.
The same as the shin case, where the shin was connected to the chaf. We said over there you can be goyer, it's fine.
Because each letter was written properly.
So same over here in the case where it was written properly first, and then the ink.
You're in a case where that's
time, the ink.
Well, that case is fine. The problem was over here. He wrote this. So if b'shas ksiva, that's all my ksiva. He did it b'psul. So that's not acceptable. That's a problem. It was written b'psul. It was written b'kashas. Later on, it got a problem.
Why do you count this arm separate? I mean, the sofer is not lifting the komas. He's just doing the whole thing continuously.
He actually lifts the komas.
He has to?
Yeah.
Or he must. So that's how you define a separate part then. If he lifts, like these letters, if he lifts the
komas, right,
like the hey, the yud, dal, the yud.
Right.
If he lifts it, then it's, so one of those parts then he has to erase completely.
Right.
Okay.
If you wouldn't lift it, you would always have a gear problem.
No. I mean, for one letter, like for an aleph.
Right.
I mean,
even an aleph, the way he
within a letter.
But the way an aleph, he does like there's three strokes in an aleph. You do one, two, three. That's how you do it.
Okay. You can't like go back and double up or anything.
Yeah. No.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
What?
I don't believe ever because I'm not sure about that, but that's not how we do it. Okay. If you could write the whole letter without picking up the kumas, so then it's considered all one ma'aseh ksiva. Theoretically, it would be true. Okay.
What advantage would you have if it's one ma'aseh ksiva?
It would probably make things worse. You'd have, the whole thing was written by Basul.
The whole thing has to be erased then.
You have to. Right now we're saying we're going to leave the line, we're going to leave the gag, and leave the yud on the yamin, redo the yud smoke. If it was all one mysis, you'd have to redo everything. Okay. V'chein adin b'yudei hashin v'hatzarek v'ayin v'hapei. So you hit the heads of your shin, it's called the yuds of the shin, or of a tzaddik, or of an ayin, or of the pei. So the pei, he means it's an upside down yud. And also good for ois yosim in mokum dibukum. So if they touch somewhere else other than where they're supposed to touch, that'd be a problem. That's called mafsid tzuras ois. So in that situation, you would have to redo it. You'd have to redo the whole yud, which is written that like that. Is that making sense?
So you'd have to erase the parts that are touching, but then rewrite just the yuds by themselves at the top of the.
Well, this is so. Columns. Okay, let's say for argument's sake, you do a shin. Right. So that's where your shin is supposed to look. It's above, and then two, we call yud attaches. Right? So then all of a sudden this one is touching here. See, that's not kosher anymore. So if that was part of your Maisik Siva, so this whole yud has to be redone, removed and redone.
What? You draw each one separately.
You draw each one separately. That's what, you're the three shrug. The way we you write a shin, you write like that, then you go like that, and you go like that. So these are called, referred to as yudin. There's like a small, this is the main part of the shin, and these are like a yud which touches it. The wrong yud which touches it. So they were touching the wrong thing. It's the same thing, you're going to write a tzadi. So that's called a yud. So that yud touches over there, it's a problem.
So you'd
hook
the yud and rewrite it?
So you'd have to be corrected to erase the yud and rewrite it. Does somebody have is that clock right?
What, yud? The rightmost yud in the
show? Yeah, okay. Okay.
What, so Haggai is informational?
He's just... Yeah, he's not arguing, he's just clarifying. Okay, so there's a lot of information in this, so let's see Mishnah Berurah. What's he?
What, you would write most to it in the
show? Well, any one of them. But the last, these two, the second and the third.
What do you mean?
We write a shin, you start from the left, and you write the leg, and then you write another one, and you write another one. So these two, if any of them touch in the wrong spot, besides where they're supposed to touch, which is over here, it's a problem. Okay, Mishaburus and Kotnayan. Chinidbach, so they're connected. The impossible was an Igia Daka Kahuta Saro. I'm actually subdued the command the yin hey vine real locha. So in regards to if the connection is, it's a very, very, very fine connection, that that's problematic. So he will talk about that in the case of the hay. The regal of the hay touching the gaga of the hay, he'll talk about that. So we're going to hear more about that. Okay. So here the mem, again, so the case over here was we have the chaf of the mem, or the nun of the mem, and you have the vav is going down, and it's touching over here a little bit. That connection is extremely thin. We'll talk about that more, what the halacha is over there. So it meanwhile, the case was that it came down, and it touched. So now it's a closed mem. Shemakarma rak b'sefer teva v'lebiyamsa, which belongs to the end of the word. All of the hakfulin ba'alafes, all of the letters mem nun, it's called mansapach, even though the order would be mem nun chaf mem nun pei tzadi, but it refers to the mansapach, which are the double letters. So kaisim is rishonos b'tchilas ha'teva mitziyam subachrenes b'seif v'mshinas pasul. So if you switch any one of the letters which are supposed to be the letter which is supposed to be during the earlier part of the word, you switch to the end. And when it's supposed to be at the end of the word, you switch it to earlier on. So chaf pshuta, you put instead of a chaf kfufa in the middle, at the middle or beginning of the word. So that's possible. But yeah. So he wants to go right now and erase the connection, and thereby open up his mem. So he can't do that because that's a problem of chaf toiches. Any letter which there's been a some act of degrading the form of the letter, and then just by scratching away, it'll come back to its correct original form. Let's say example, a dial in which you extended the leg too long, so it looks like a chof now. So what's the solution? The chara would be, I'll just scratch away some of the leg, and now it looks like a dial again. Well, that's not a good idea. kiman sheno oisam meister beguf ois anisher elim chuk raglo. So, just removing the extra part is not, you haven't done, what you've done is remove the creating a letter. That's called chuk toiches. So what you have to do instead is remove the whole leg and then rewrite the leg. So if you make your dala larger, so the longer leg proportionately will fit with the longer dala, the head of the dala. So if you do that, so that's fine, because then you're creating the letter through ksiva.
Even though it was a chav
sefis, but you're making the dala through an act of ksiva, that would be fine. The el because of hey b'mokam dalas. In the case you wrote a hey instead of a dala, the ksav neshom the tzarek gam can limchuk regal dalas or gago movad regal ha hey. L'mahani etzuda m'shachos gaga dalas. There b'lav hachi tzuros olov. L'kach l'mikri zeh shum tikun. You can't. We said over there we have a problem. Just removing the leg of the hay is not enough because you're creating the dalet part of it by removing something. Removing the, it was supposed to be a dalet. You wrote a hay instead. So remove the extra yud, which is there, upside down yud, the regal, your regal smallest, doesn't solve the problem because you're creating a dalet by mechika. So, okay, what are you going to suggest? So what are you going to do? You have to remove part of the dalet till it doesn't look like a dalet anymore, and then you rewrite the dalet. He said, why don't I just extend the dalet? It doesn't help me extend the dalet. Because I'm not making it a form of a dalet with that. It really looks like a dalet, but it looks like it's a dalet, which is not pekashrus. Let's hold it here.
What do you mean a dalet?
Because in the case where you wrote a hay instead of a dalet, by removing the hay, part the regal part of it, it's a dal. It looks like a dal, but it's a dal which was made through mechika.
Is the kavana of the sofer matter? Like he has kavana to write a yod.